Real Estate. It's that simple. With Phil Nardella and Taylor Williams-Moniz. Brought to you by AQMS Moving and Storage, Marla Ferris of Augusta Financial Inc., Braveheart Pest and Termite Control, Castle Real Estate Inspection Services, Donahoe Young and Williams, Style My Space, and VOI Insurance Solutions.
And you're standing on the edge, face up, cause you're a natural.
Hey, okay, and welcome to Real Estate and Daycare. I'm Toddler Wrangler Phil, and that's Baby Maker Taylor.
Wow.
Taylor Williams-Moniz. And you know what? This little one is Cameron. Cameron Williams-Moniz. This is radio debut.
Say hey, bud.
Yeah, in case you haven't seen our Facebook posts, we have a baby in here. A one-year-old, and he is adorable.
I think he's technically a toddler because he's walking.
Oh, well, sorry. Sorry, Taylor.
He wants your pen.
That's okay. Just make sure that it's not. There you go. It's going to be a fun show.
It will,
in fact, you know what? We're going to get to our first guest in a minute. But first, you know what? I feel so bad.
Now why? What did you do?
My assistant, you know, Chris Kolka.
Yes, I know Chris and Michael Kolka.
Awesome people. They don't go away very often. Maybe once. They may have gone to Europe maybe twice in the last 20 years that she's actually worked with me. They finally did.
I know.
Excited. I asked her, are you excited? She goes, I go, okay, fine, whatever. So anyway, they're going all over Europe. So she's been texting me saying, yeah, it's okay. But, you know, Michael hurt his knee, so he's walking with a cane, so we can't really get around. I'm like, oh, no. She texts me this morning. She goes, I'm very excited about the fact that we're on our way to London. We're going to go to London. We're going to go to Liverpool, Dublin. That's the highlight of her trip. She's so excited about that. Texts me this morning, says we have COVID.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, Chris, that's so
sad.
And,
yeah, she said that Michael had a scratchy throat, so he tested himself, and he tested positive, so he went down to the doctor's thing. They put them on the fourth floor medical wing. They can't leave the boat.
Wow.
That's messed up. Yeah. I feel so bad.
Yeah.
But
so they're on a cruise?
On a lighter note.
They're on a cruise?
They're on a cruise.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's usually what happens. You know what Judy said, which I don't know if this is right or wrong. I looked at her. I kind of went, she goes, you should have never tested yourself.
I mean, I don't disagree. Off the record, I don't disagree.
You don't test yourself. You know what? You can do whatever you want to do.
Well, yeah. I mean, nowadays, like, say Andrew agrees. It's like, you have a sniffly nose. Like, oh, you have COVID. Like,
yeah.
No,
yeah,
just
yeah,
you have
yeah,
a sniffly
yeah.
nose. Leave it. Let it be.
Yeah. And haven't we lifted all the restrictions here now? I mean, it's pretty crazy.
I think so.
Yes. I think for the most part, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you say hi to Andrew, by the way?
No, I didn't.
Hello.
Andrew, hi.
We're here.
Welcome. Yes. You know what? It's a full house here.
Full house or training?
This is literally full.
Okay. So, you know what? Let's just go over. Here's what's coming up on today's show in 60 seconds. Mine's the first one. First, we interview AQMS's general manager, Ben Strength, on all the great things that AQMS is doing.
Would you pay $800 for a $39 pair of shoes? They did in Santa Monica.
Crypto.com refunded someone $7.2 million when they were supposed to give them $68.
Dang. With lower mortgage rates, will lower mortgage rates revive homebuyer demand? Thanks for the typo.
The deadline to take Better.com public has been extended again.
See, Cameron didn't like your typo.
Cameron's upset.
MLS listed homes sell for more, a new study claims.
Shrinkflation looms as incredible shrinking home hits luxury markets.
Ben Affleck sells $30 million mansion after getting hitched to J-Lo.
Really closes its doors and laying off most of its workforce. All of that and less on today's show. Awesome.
Woo!
All right. So
I'm so impressed you remembered to do that at the beginning. No, I'm saying, like, we're on it today. This is great.
And there was only one typo.
That's true.
Which actually is pretty darn good.
Which I should have fixed.
Okay, our first guest. I'm very excited.
Me too.
You're on Facebook Live. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
You see Ben. He's at the end there. We were trying to see if we couldn't put the rose between two thorns here.
That's you, Cameron.
And he is the general manager of AQMS Moving Storage, which we love.
Absolutely.
Right? We love Casey and Kelly. I've been working with them for 20 years. And Ben, general manager, welcome.
Thank you very much for having us.
How are
Thanks
you?
For coming in. Yeah,
excited yes, to be here. Yeah. I'm excited to be the sixth most popular guest on the show today.
No, well, you're that. Cute, but you're not that cute.
No, I totally understand.
I mean, Cameron cute is really hard, too.
He is pretty cute.
Yeah, that's tough. So, okay, cute. So give us a little bit about your background. How'd you get in the biz?
So, actually, I was born and raised in the moving and storage industry. My father was a combat veteran from Vietnam. And Whoa. When he came back, actually, that was the first job he had was working with Allied Van Lines moving cross country. So I've been on a truck since I was probably Cameron, right? Is that his name?
Yep.
Cameron's age. So I grew up around them. My uncle was the same. He was a combat vet from the Korean War. And him and my dad drove cross country. So it's kind of in my blood. So I've been in this industry since birth.
Well, AQMS, obviously, they're one of the top movers out here. I think they probably are the top.
I just used them.
Yes, you
did. I'm going to chime in here. Yep. Not right now, but after you give the intro. But yeah, they're wonderful.
You know what? They are awesome. And general manager, though. I mean, come on. How long have you been with them?
So I was was with AQMS for a little under, I believe, 3.5-4 years back in the 2010 era, I would say. And then I came back last January. So I had a little stint in between.
Wow. Cool. Okay, let's talk moving.
So this is a good question.
Yeah,
because I didn't know
the
difference between this. So there is a difference between what you guys do and an actual moving broker, correct? Can you explain that difference?
Yeah, so one of the biggest questions we get right now when a customer calls us is, are you a broker? It's been well covered in the news and media, and unfortunately, brokers, what they do is they sell you a move for a discounted price. Once they have all your items up and loaded into the truck, they give you a different price.
Oh.
Typically what happens is they have 5-star reviews, they have 200 5-star Yelp reviews, they're on Google, they look legitimate, and what they'll do is they'll pay for those reviews to build up their company, they'll get 10 or 15 moves out of them, and then they'll completely disband the company and start with another company's name. So they might be ABC Moving today and BCA Moving tomorrow.
Oh.
So that's our biggest competition, and we hear horror story after horror story. Of customers moving cross-country, we give them a quote. Let's say, hypothetically, it's $10,000. They'll get a quote for $5,000, and by the time they actually get their stuff, they paid $12,000. So we're the best deal in town.
That's messed up. That's bait and switch, right? I mean, that's basically.
Yep.
But you also hear the stories about people that, you know, moving to Texas, for example, their stuff is not supposed to be there. It's there, you know, supposed to be there on a Wednesday, and it doesn't come for 2 weeks, and people are like, where is my stuff, and what do I do about it? And yeah, so that's why when Gregagug and I moved, what was that, like 2 months ago? I called AQMS and that was it because it was like I'm using you people. So I told Kelly, I was like, just be nice with the price, you know, because I can't handle any of the other stuff. And you guys were wonderful.
Awesome.
So
yeah.
Ben and I were talking prior to coming on the air, and I told him, I said, now is this okay? Because this is something that's going to get real weird. And he goes, what? And I go, well, I'm putting my house on the market at the end of the month, and then we're probably going to actually take all of this stuff, throw away most of it. Then we're going to take some of this stuff and move it into a rental. We're going to take the other stuff. We're going to put it in storage. And then you're going to put it all together and move it out of state.
They're excited about y'all. Sounds like a puzzle. I'm listening to A, then B, then Q.
But that's something that you guys can handle, no problem. And that's that's awesome. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, and right now, just to chime in, I mean, it's pretty common right now, especially a lot of people are considering options out of state. I will say we've moved, we're the top hauling agent for National Van Lines nationwide. So, you know, we do more cross-country hauling than anyone else in our company. And one of the things that we run into is customers move to Texas or North Carolina to avoid certain climates, and then they spend one winter there, and then they move back. So that's why you keep the relationship strong. But yeah,
that's probably a good idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll probably be back in a year.
I would hope so.
Aww. Oh, that's nice. Hey, you know what? Is it as nice as, I mean, because Casey and Kelly are so nice.
They are so nice.
Is it?
Yeah. Sorry.
Just so that you know, we're trying to do this, and she's juggling a child that's awesome. Now starting to go after. It was the pen first, then it was the paper. He's throwing paper on the floor, and now it's Mount's headphones and the microphone.
Hey, and for what it's worth, Cameron loved all the AQMS guys that came. Yes. All the movers were like,
for what it's worth,
like, your son's really rad. He's like, yeah. And like one guy was packing stuff in a box, and Cameron was throwing out everything in the box.
Yeah.
And so he put another box behind it, so Cameron was like all the over, like they were great with my son, so there you go.
So now I played a lot of golf with Casey's a great golfer.
Casey Kirkman.
He's a great golfer. Do you play?
No, I shot a 136 at Mount Asia last
year. That's not bad.
Yeah.
So They're so nice. I mean,
there.
Is that a public thing? I mean, you can give us some scoop. Nobody's listening. You can give us a scoop.
Oh, yeah. Are they mean? Yeah.
Are they, you know, when you get them there, they're like,
"Rrr." I will tell you this about them. They are, it's more than what you see with them. I mean, they really are just incredible people down to their core. They're hands down the most giving people I've ever worked for. I've worked for a lot of different organizations, from moving from Washington to Oregon to here to living in Germany for a short period of time.
Look at you.
Yeah, they're just far the most incredible people. They're kind. I mean, they're obviously involved in the community. But one thing that they do is they genuinely care about their employees. Yeah. I mean, more than – and that's the benefit of working for a family-owned business is they understand what goes into it, the work that goes into it. They understand these guys out in the trucks in 115-degree weather. Mm-hmm. Very compassionate.
That's nice to know because I picture them being really nice and then going back to the warehouse with these whips and going –
No, that's my job. No, they're
Oh, that's cool.
Provide the resources.
All right. Okay. So now I know.
I want to chime in really quick.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
When we started this, when we started moving, we were supposed to have I think 5 guys and something like that, and only 2 showed up, and so I called Kelly. I was like, oh, I hate to be a pain, but like, you know, we've got one day, and she was just great. And she said, you know, 2 were stuck in traffic, you know, whatever, but everyone ended up showing up and she just like moved heaven and earth to make sure we had what we needed, which was super nice. And then I got the bill and I called her and I was like, oh, Kelly, I have questions. And then I think she sent me to you, but like, rather than her being like, no, you know, this is what it is. She just was lovely and worked with us and explained stuff to me. And, you know, it was just, I appreciate that like human aspect of it. Mm-hmm. So
maybe she's as afraid of you as I am.
Well, I wouldn't blame her. But I was nice to her, which is different because, you know me.
Beautiful change of pace. Huh?
Yeah.
Right?
So tell us about some of the community events that you guys are getting involved in, which I think is really, really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, one that I would just highlight that I thought was incredible is I was actually working with Yvonne Washick and Denise Redmond, and we did a sponsored Heart of the West that took place this past weekend out at Carousel Ranch, which is an incredible foundation. They work with special needs kids and at the Equestrian Center. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was an awesome event. And, you know, that's been something we've always been involved with. And in a few years, I think during the pandemic, they slowed down, but excited to be back involved with that process.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's neat.
That's terrific. So now do you live out here too?
Oh, yeah. My wife and I live in Saugus. My wife is actually I always miscalculate this year, but I believe she just started her 17th year as an elementary school teacher for Saugus.
Oh, my goodness.
God, that's amazing. That's awesome. I could never do
It's
that.
A great place. Santa Clarita is awesome.
She was born and raised here, so I kind of was a sub plant, but she was born and raised.
So now with real estate kind of turning around a little bit, have you noticed, have things slowed down a little since it's gone so crazy before?
You know, it's weird for us because we're one of the few moving companies, thankfully, that stay busy year-round, which is why we end up getting a lot of top talent because they'll leave other companies when they're slow.
Yeah.
One thing you probably know about Casey, which this is probably an example of that, Casey's serious about marketing. He's serious about putting the brand out there. He's serious about sponsorship, community involvement. Yep. So because of that, we don't see as much of a dip as most companies. Like right now, our guys are busy and they're thankful. I'd say overall, I mean, definitely interstate moving has slowed down, but the inventory's up. So people have an opportunity to look a little bit more before they move.
Sure. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. One thing we've used them for, I think I gave a referral 2 days ago, is I had a client. It was a unlawful detainer situation and my client got locked out of her house, which was awful. And we needed someone to come pick up their stuff. I know. Awful. Pick up their stuff, put it in storage that day and hold it until God knows when. And you guys were immediately able to give a quote and do it on, I mean, which I wouldn't suggest short term, but if you can avoid it, but you guys were wonderful about that. So,
yeah,
you know, one of the neat,
you're people,
you know, one
great.
Of the neat features that I've always used. Okay. I'll walk into a home and, notice that they've got so much stuff and it's like, okay, so it's time to actually help them. We can't, a lot of agents will come in and say, that's not a problem. We'll take some pictures and, you know, move some stuff around. And I will go in and say, okay, look, it's not your fault. It's just, you've been here for a really long time and you've acquired a lot of things.
Wait,
and
it's
common.
Stuff,
Yeah. And so, but what'll happen is I will actually go and I'll say, look, I'm going to put a post-it note on everything. The different colors are what I think that, number one, you'll tell me that you're going to throw away, right? And so I'll put that color.
Smart.
Another one is what we're going to put into a pod where you guys will come out and actually put it into a pod before we list it. And the other things are everything that else is going to stay. And so when we do that, and they throw away those things, and then you come out and take away the other things. They go from a 2,500 square foot house that looked like a 1,000 square foot house back to a 2,500 square foot house, and they're absolutely amazed. And so your pod program is a really great thing, and they say that if they mention the show or actually use me as a realtor, they get like 2 or 3 months for free.
Yeah,
which is huge.
The declutter program. I mean, I don't know when Casey started. It's been a long time, but it's a great program.
Yep.
You walk into a house and they've collected every National Geographic since 1943, can't see a wall.
Yeah.
We love the opportunity to go in there and make it more sellable. Make it more of a customer can walk into that house and envision themselves living there. And we like that program. And yeah, of course, you mentioned Phil, and we try to be really careful, obviously, with offering free storage because it is such a revenue producer for us.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's a tool that we use in our relationships as well with real estate agents, yourself included. And that's something we can do specifically for you and your listeners is offer that 2 months of free storage, which, depending on the size of the home, is dramatic.
That's huge.
So, we have some perks here.
Amen.
Absolutely. You know what, Ben? Thank you so much for coming in. Awesome. Thank you for being able to work on the fly. So if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how would they reach out to you guys?
Yeah, I would say just, you can avoid going through the office. If you want, you can call me directly. I will give you my cell phone number. As a GM, I'll make sure you get in touch with the right person. We can do on-site, on-site estimates or virtual estimates, whatever you feel most comfortable doing. I know this environment is different for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You can text or call me. My cell phone number is 661-523-5197. And if it's easier to remember, you can always call 661-255-MOVE.
Awesome. Well, you know what? Thank you so much.
You guys are the best.
Yes, seriously. You are.
Next time we move, we're going to use you guys.
Keep up the good
work,
and I will be talking to you soon. I'll probably call you next week and talk to you about some prices when it comes to what I'm going to be planning on doing.
Oh, his puzzle. Good luck with that.
It's going to be a blast. It's like an escape room.
Holy cow. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, listen, thank you again, Ben. And you know what? It's time for us to take a break.
Quick break.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
Okay, hey, welcome back to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live. I am your friend in the real estate business, Phil Nardella, and Taylor Williams Moniz is your favorite real estate attorney.
I hope people are watching on Facebook Live.
I do too.
This chaos, that is my son sitting in my chair.
Oh, is he eating something?
They're freeze-dried strawberries.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Yeah,
I don't get freeze-dried strawberries.
There's a couple in there. Feel free to grab one.
I would not do that. Holy cow. Hey, okay. So let's do by the numbers.
Okay, let's do it.
SCV, by the numbers.
Yay!
Awesome.
Yay!
Okay, active listings. Last week, 603.
That's crazy.
What's this week?
I don't know.
No, actually, I think it was 630. It was 630 last week. What's this week?
Is it higher or lower?
It's lower.
Okay. I was going to say like 560.
No, 589. That was pretty close.
All right,
okay.
I'll take
active
it.
Under contract and pending right now for Santa Clarita is 322.
Still
and
good.
Closed in the last 30 days. You want to guess that?
No.
Okay.
I love you. I'm tired.
Just,
the energy She's level like, is very
you know what?
Limited these
yeah,
days.
Yeah, I don't want to play. Yeah, I was going
to
say.
No, I just am always wrong, and I don't have Patty here to commiserate with anymore.
It's 274. 274. Okay,
well,
so.
But that's good.
Hey, I need your opinion.
I got it.
Is it 2008 all over again?
I hope not.
I hope not too, but it seems like it. Okay.
You're making me nervous.
This is something that's interesting but messed up. Okay?
Oh, good.
It's one of those things to where I think their heart is in the right place, but it's going to crash and fail miserably. Hear me out.
Ooh, I'm here for it.
Bank of America is rolling out a new loan. So what they do is they're sitting there and saying, "Look, we've got the press people, black people, Hispanic people, they're just not getting the loans that they should be getting."
Fair.
Right?
Yeah, I agree.
So they've come out with a special loan for depressed areas.
Okay.
That would be mostly black people and Hispanics.
Okay.
Okay. So they've done this, and they said, okay, so in certain areas, they're going to offer a loan.
Okay.
Okay? It's a special loan. Here are the qualifications.
Got it. Okay.
You don't need a down payment.
Okay.
No money down. No closing costs.
Oh, wait. Okay. I thought you were going to say here are the qualifications for the area, but no, these are for the borrowers.
The qualification for the loan in certain areas. Okay. So you've got to live in a geographic area.
Okay.
Okay. No down payment.
Got it.
No closing costs.
Got it.
They can't charge you any closing costs. No mortgage insurance.
So no PMI.
No PMI. No loan limit.
No loan limit?
No loan limit. Okay. Now, obviously, in these areas, the loans, the limit, I mean, you're not going to get, you know, not going to get too much.
I guess, but still.
And your credit score just says, look, if you can show that you've actually made, like, your phone payment or your electric, they're going to give you a loan.
Okay. You should see your face right now.
This is crazy.
I think it is crazy.
Now, according to Brian over at the National Real Estate Post.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Is this like a 30-year conventional
loan? Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's saying this is the worst loan ever that you could possibly bring out to any areas. Why? And he says because they're mostly going to default.
Yeah, it's almost like predatory lending.
Yep.
You know, which like, okay, is, I can sign up for this.
It's almost worse than not lending them anything at all.
I agree.
Now, there's going to be some people that are going to be fine with
for
it.
Sure.
But for the most part, see, there's a reason why somebody, when they buy a second house, they make them put 25, 30% down. It's because if something happens in their life, they will actually walk away from a second house because they can live.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is like a second house. There's no money in the game. You know, there's no skin in the game. So he's just saying what he thinks is this is a PR ploy by Bank of America. That's the first thing. Is second thing, what he says is that it's going to be it's just going to crash and burn.
Yeah, it makes me nervous.
Yeah. Yeah, it's scary. They're rolling these out in certain areas of Detroit, Los Angeles, Miami, Charlotte, and Dallas.
Okay, and I'd just like to say, Los Angeles, I mean, you can, depending on where it is, I mean, home prices here are crazy everywhere. So yeah. I'm like,
Can you imagine that?
Talking about like, oh, I watched the show on HGTV, and I think they're in Detroit, and the houses they buy are for like $24,000.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah,
that
works.
So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, they go to a certain area of Los Angeles. It's like, yeah, well, we'd like to buy this house. It's right down the street. It's $804,000.
Yeah.
It's a two-bedroom, one-bath. Can you lend us the money? And there's no loan limit. Sure, fine. So anyway, that kind of makes me feel like
it makes me
2008,
nervous.
To where foreclosures are on the horizon when it comes to that.
So when you say 2008, that makes me nervous. And we just bought a house, so don't do that to your friend over here. Okay?
No.
No more surprises.
Okay, how about a fun story?
Okay, I like fun stories.
Yep. You probably saw this on the news.
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay.
Payless, right? The shoe store?
Yep.
Decided to have some fun. Okay. So what they did was, is they decided to open up a fake grand opening of a luxury shoe store, okay, in Santa Monica.
Okay. Where in Santa Monica?
I don't know. Santa Monica.
Shut up. I used to live there. That's why I'm asking.
I know. Okay. I just don't know where. Okay. They called it Palese. P-A-L-E-S-S-I.
Palese.
And if you looked at the outside of this place, it looked like, whoa, it's Italian. It's awesome, right? Amazing. So they marked up their $39 shoes.
I'm going to look it up.
To between $700 and $800. And they had, the media was there. You know, it was all a joke, right? $39 shoes. And these people were walking through and they were looking and they would interview and they would say, well, what do you think? And the guy would say, oh, the leather here, the leather. You can just feel. It's amazing. Right?
I'm Googling it.
You had some ladies go, I would be proud to wear these, and everyone will be jealous. And it's like, okay. So they closed the doors, and they said, all of these are Payless. Not one shoe in here is more than – one pair of shoes is worth more than $39.
Okay, but again, what was the point?
The point is that they have shoes that can compete with the high – all of these people are supposedly no fashion, no quality.
I think that's luxury. What you have to sell.
And so if you really want something that looks like an $800 pair of shoes, just get it at Payless. It's only $39.
I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah. Unless you're one of the people that was there. You're like,
you saw a few people going.
Oh, hold on. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. Just playing with the mirror. Oh, my. Yep. It's coming down. Okay. Next. How about this? These are just kind of fun things today. Crypto.
Yeah, so much fun. Bring him in, you said. Help, I will, you said.
Yeah, do you need help?
No, I'm great.
I'll help you. He can come over here.
He's going to here in a minute.
In a second. Okay, I want to ask you if this is illegal, what these people did.
Okay.
Crypto.com refunded someone $7.2 million by mistake.
Yikes.
Okay, I'll give you $7.2 million if you can pronounce this lady's first name. When Australian woman...
Yeah, I read that, and I'm like, I don't know.
Her first name is the Vamandangari Manaville. Put a Crypto.com refund request last year. She got far more than what she bargained for. Manaville asked for a refund of 100 Australian dollars, now worth about 68 U.S. dollars. Instead, seemingly due to an employee entering her account number into a payment section of a refund form, by mistake, the company dropped 10.5 million Australian dollars, which is 7.2 million at current exchange rates, into her account instead. $7.2 million U.S. According to a report from 7 News, Crypto.com made the overly generous refund in May last year. However, apparently did not identify...
How do you not catch that?
Yeah, that's really scary. Okay. Shows you what they're doing, because it took seven
that's
months
a lot
to catch
of dollars.
It. 7 entire months to catch it.
That
now,
would not happen here.
In 7 months, you would think, wouldn't you think, well, you know what, I'll keep it in an interest-bearing account. And when they ask for it back, you can say, hey, here it is. And it may maybe make a couple bucks. Or probably
that's
just call
a good
them up
idea.
And give it. Yeah. Or probably
I would
just
call them up because I'd be nervous.
Yeah,
and I'd
me
be like,
too.
They thought I stole it or
now,
something.
So did they do this?
Yeah. No.
Did they? I think not. Manaville kept the money and reportedly transferred it to a bank account, which is fine. Okay, that's messed up, but it's fine. A court granted Crypto.com a freeze on the account in February. Okay, so now this happened in December.
But so the fact that they didn't go to her and say, hey, give us the money back, the fact that they had to go to court, like there's details missing there that I want the dirt on that.
Hang on a second, it gets worse. Oh. The Guardian reports that most of the cash had been moved to other accounts by then. Other accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Not just one. So it's like, okay, you know what? If you can find it, you can have it back, which is messed up.
That was no dummy.
These accounts were all later frozen too. That same month, Manaville is said to have spent $1.35 million, approximately $890 U.S. dollars.
At Pelesi.
At Pelesi. She bought a bunch of shoes.
She did.
That's very funny.
Oh, thank goodness. I got one in.
She paid $890,000 U.S. dollars on a five-bedroom home and transferred. She's not stupid. She transferred the ownership of it to her sister. They'll never find it if I transfer it over to you.
My sister had no idea.
Yeah.
It was
an
arm's length. Yeah,
it was my birthday, and I got an $890,000 house. That's what she usually gives me every birthday. A court has ordered the sale of the property. They've got to sell the property as soon as possible and for the funds to be returned to Crypto.com with interest. The case will return to court in October. Perhaps not too long ago, Crypto.com may have been more willing to write off the refund as a deeply unfortunate mistake. Yeah, right.
No.
But the cryptocurrency market has been tanking this year, and the company lost $34 million in a January hack. It also laid off hundreds of employees this summer due to a crypto downturn. So it's perhaps not too surprising that Crypto.com is trying to get the money back from Manaville. After all, it has a long-term arena sportsmanship deal. You've heard of Staples Center, haven't you? That's called Crypto.com now. In Los Angeles, for which it's said to be paying $700 million over 20 years. Yep.
I wonder who made the mistake. You know, it's not like I come home from work and I'm like, mediation wasn't successful. Like, I accidentally put the wrong digit and transferred $70 million. You know, like, that's a day ruiner.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oops.
That's a career ruiner, buddy.
I'm not exactly sure.
This is why mommy's not going to teach you how to add. Yeah.
Aww.
So you don't make those mistakes. See? Smart kid.
That was cute.
He is cute.
Can you do that again?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Will lower mortgage rates revive home buyer demand? Will it? Since the largest weekly decline in mortgage rates since 2020 sparks increase in home loan applications after 4 weeks of declining demand. So I guess the answer is yes.
Okay.
As mortgage rates continue to retreat from the June highs, there are promising signs that home buyer demand could be picking up as more inventory becomes available, according to a weekly lender survey by Mortgage Bankers Association.
But is more inventory becoming available?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
It has been. Remember, it got up to almost 700.
It did, that's what I'm saying. But I feel like we're kind of on a downtick.
We are, which
will.
Is a good thing. I want it to go down. So do you.
I'm not going anywhere.
No, that's true.
At least for a while.
Requests for purchase loans picked up seasonally, adjusted 1% last week compared to the week before, while refinancing applications, which is interesting,
That we haven't heard up in a minute.
What is your interest rate that you actually are refining?
I was about to say good grief.
Yeah, I mean, I can actually see maybe you actually take out a refi to pay off some debt, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of times people will actually go with a higher interest rate if they have to pay off $100,000 worth of credit cards. Too much spending at Palace. all in all, mortgage applications increased 1.2% week over week, the first uptick after four consecutive weeks of declining demand. But compared to a year ago, demand for purchase loans was down 16%, and requests to refi were down 82%.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So you know what? I think is it that time? I can't see the clock.
No.
There you go, Precious. Thank you.
No, we got time.
We do. Awesome.
Do you want to introduce our two new?
Oh yeah, Matt and Precious. They're our board people, and you know, just you know, hi.
Board people?
Well, I don't know what to. Well, I don't mean board as in their board. I mean, how would you describe it?
Your job? Or,
you could call us engineers. You could call us board people. Really, I mean, you could call
them. I think
they're
the engineers.
Well, you threw me off. So I was looking at the board, and I said they're people. So
I love when I do that. Yep.
Hi, welcome.
Hello, welcome.
Hi. So are you going to be our regulars?
I'm going to be the regular now.
Nice.
So you lost a Patty, but you gained a Maddie.
Matt has better hair than you and I both do. I have a problem with this.
Me too.
I know.
Yeah, I'm bossing over
looking.
Here.
He's
really.
Way better. He's younger. He's better looking.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't like it.
You're fired.
Precious too. Precious too. I'm like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is all bad. We're getting old.
Yeah.
Oh, well. And poor them had to come into this show with.
This well, is
screaming child.
This is educational.
If you can handle this, believe me, it's way easier than this. Well, welcome, you guys.
What else should we talk about?
Something
yes,
good.
Welcome. The debt low. Well, this is, well, it depends on who you're talking to. The deadline to take better. Better.com. Have you ever heard of them?
Only because of you.
Okay. Okay, so I need your opinion on this one, too. So they keep now, it's good if a company can go public, especially if the actual owner is like, the person who's going to really, really benefit. And it says that they've been trying to go public, but they keep putting it off. Better still searches for options to remain a private company. So if they want to remain a private company, nobody's forcing them to go public. Okay,
right.
So that's kind of weird. So it says Better still searches for options to remain a private company as the deadline to become a publicly traded company was pushed to March 8th.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Oh, March 8th of next year.
Yeah. Yeah. So they've got some time.
Yeah.
But I would imagine. So I don't think they're all their ducks in a row to go.
Yes,
public.
I would imagine. It's usually when I ask for an extension on something that's due in the legal community. It's because.
So,
right? Cameron says, no, it's because we still have stuff to do. So
wouldn't. Wouldn't. Exactly, Cameron. Exactly. Thank you. See, she didn't see our side of it, and you explained it to her, right?
But that means yep.
Yep.
But.
Okay, but see, it says here that they're searching for options to remain a private company. Wouldn't they be searching for options to
become
actually be able to
a public company? Or why'd you say we don't want to go public? Stop extending the deadline. We're done.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but this is an interesting company. I had never really heard of them, but they're big. I mean, they shed over 60% of its workforce since December, when it had ballooned to over 10,000 employees. They're in U.S., United Kingdom, and India. So they are trying to figure out how they can make some money.
And what do they do? They are a...
They actually are lending.
Lenders.
And they also have real estate companies where they sell real estate.
I assumed it was real estate based. I just didn't know specifically.
Yeah. And SoftBank and Novator Capital have committed to providing up to $750 million to these people if they're able to go public.
We got
to
get new friends, man.
I know.
Every week we talk about these people that are willing to invest.
Like, I don't know people that have $750, much less $750 million.
I'm going to take that. I have $750.
Well, not you.
You just said I don't know people. What am I?
You're a baby maker.
Oh, my God.
You're a machine.
The wheels are coming off. Buddy, don't listen to Uncle Phil. Here, you want to take him?
Yes. Come on over. Come on
over.
Let's
see how fun it is.
All right. Okay.
Hey, Precious.
The show's all yours.
Can you hand me a little Kleenex right there?
I think now it's time.
I think so, too.
For us to sell some
take a quick break.
Or toasters or
recoup.
Something.
Yes, we'll be back.
We will be right
Stay
back.
Stay with us.
Hey, welcome back to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live. I'm Phil. That's Taylor. This is Cameron. We've got Matt, Precious. Everybody's in the studio today. It's a great day. It's a great day. It's nice and cool in here.
Is it?
We don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah.
I should probably remember to talk in the microphone while I'm holding.
Oh, that old chestnut.
Yes. Yes. He's so adorable. What?
I know.
What? Come on. Wait a minute.
Sorry.
He wants to go back to Taylor.
I don't know why.
Wow.
I know.
That's not
know.
Nice. Okay. Fine. Fine. I'm not going to buy you your first car now.
Go back. Take him back.
Okay, no, let's talk about shrinkflation.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we've got inflation, right? We've got shrinkflation.
So I feel like all my clothes are shrinkflation.
But they've got that new one, greedflation, obviously, yeah, with everybody raising their prices for no damn reason.
Right.
Okay, shrinkflation looms as incredible shrinking homes hits luxury markets. The size of a typical $1 million home plunged to 2,350 square feet in early 2022 after peaking at 3,021 square feet in the mid-2020s. Interesting.
3,000.
3,021. That was $1 million home. Sale of $1 million homes have more than doubled in the past 3 years, but buyers are getting a lot less than they used to, which kind of makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Dubbed shrinkflation. The size of the average $1 million house has rapidly shrunk to 2,350. Wow.
Ours was right at that, but I think ours is 2,500 square feet, so.
I think it's a little bit bigger.
Yeah, 25 and change.
Every major metropolitan area has seen, whoa, I don't blame you. Throw it. You got it. Every metropolitan area has seen typical $1 million homes shrink since 2019, with Phoenix, Arizona, and Nashville, Tennessee seeing the most dramatic reductions in size, according to the study, when Phoenix seeing a decline of 1,116 square feet and Nashville chart declining 1,019 square feet.
See, Cameron agrees that's a lot.
Yes,
1,000 square
is a lot.
Feet. I mean, that's a house in some places.
Yep.
You know, that's bigger than my first apartment.
You're getting a heck of a lot less than what you should be getting.
Wow.
Okay. Next.
Get it all out. Are you done? Okay, we're good. We're good.
Aww.
I thought he was going to sing us the song of his people, but
awesome.
I think he's done.
What people are those, huh, buddy?
I don't know.
Huh?
Very cute and kind.
Hey, Ben Affleck sells his $30 million mansion after getting hitched to J-Lo. Now, for some reason, because J-Lo was dating the guy from the New York Yankees,
A-Rod,
I thought she lived.
Right?
I thought she lived in New York.
Don't they live everywhere, these people?
Probably.
Right? Don't they have like a place here and a condo there and a so-and-so there?
The 13,000 square foot California home, went under contract after spending only about 3 weeks on the market. I wonder if stuff sells quicker if a celebrity used to use it. Yes?
Absolutely. I think so.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's going to help me when I sell.
Yes. Man, you keep putting it off. I'm going to buy your house. I keep telling you. It's fine. But yes, a local celebrity.
Local celebrity. The good fortune continues for Ben Affleck this week following his marriage to Jennifer Lopez. The actor and filmmaker put his Pacific Palisades mansion on the market for $29.99 million. That's so funny. You know, you do that when it's 500,000, right?
Yeah, right.
You put
I feel
it for
like at that price point, I don't really care if it's like $30 million or if it's $29.99.
The agent that actually had him listed for $1,000 less than $30 million, that's comedy.
Yeah.
They listed on August 9th, and it's gone under contract this week.
Nice.
TMZ reported Affleck purchased a 13,000 square foot home, which has 7 bedrooms. Nine bathrooms.
Yeah, those extra bathrooms.
And it's located in the well-to-do Riviera Country Club in 2018. He bought it for $19 million in 2018.
Wow.
That's all we need to do. We just need to get $20 million, right?
Okay.
Just dig up $20
million. Got it.
Keep it for 3 years. We sell it for $30 million. We'll split the profits.
Maybe I can sell one of these kids.
Oh.
Not that one. He's already, I'm saying one of these two.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yes, you are. Of course you are.
Well,
we
was
can't
married
wait
to,
for them.
Right, to Jennifer Garner, and they've got kids up in the Palisades.
You know what
I'm
looking
surprised.
Forward to?
What are you looking forward
to? I'm looking forward to having all three of them in here to where we've got one on each knee, and we're trying to do the thing just
who's
the two
the
of us.
Who's the third person who's going to?
Well, we've got four knees.
I know.
Oh.
That's how Gregory Goog tells people our last name, Moniz. Like, I have Moniz than you.
That's adorable.
There you go. Oh, isn't
okay.
he?
The buyer's identity of the sale. In case you were wondering what we were talking about, Ben Affleck's sale.
Right.
$30 million house in Pacific Palisades. The buyer's identity and the sale price were not available
closed.
Immediately.
Yeah.
The grand property located on a half an acre, which is
big. Up there, that's a lot.
Yeah. You're getting some square footage. That's pretty incredible. Features a foyer with a grand carved staircase.
Okay.
Kind of silly.
Why?
And short.
I dig it.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing if you have kids like prom photos down the grand staircase.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yeah, it's like reminds me of Gone with the Wind. Car staircase.
A little different, but okay.
And soaring ceilings. Soaring ceilings.
See, this guy needs to write for Open Door.
Right? That'll happen.
I like it.
According to the listing description, the family room includes a wall of glass opening to the home's outdoor space.
See, I love that.
A wall of glass.
No, but I'm like, you know how they have like the living room, dining room, kitchen, and it's all glass, and then they have those doors that you thought about getting that just open, so you're like indoor, outdoor, do you know what I mean?
That one sliding glass door, I was going to replace it, but it was going to be minimum $20,000 just for the actual
I know,
door.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I turned that down. And the primary suite features a fireplace, spa-like bathroom, that's walk-in closet, and balcony. Okay, that's all pretty standard stuff for a $30 million house, but I like it, I like it.
I was going to say I'm here for it.
Other notable features include a wellness room, of course.
You have to have a wellness room.
Yeah, I mean, where are you going to go to get well?
I would not leave
where
my
else?
House if I were these people.
A home theater.
Exactly.
A
tennis
rec
court.
Room. A rec room and a bar.
Oh, well, the bar. I'm here for that. Right, buddy?
Oh,
pop
hang
these,
on a second.
Pop these ladies out.
But wait, there's more. There's a home office. Well, there better be.
Have to have
a
one.
A temperature-controlled wine cellar.
Has to have.
And a gym.
I'm in. Now, I wouldn't leave.
If the gym was on the other side of the wine cellar, would you ever make it to the gym? Or
yes.
Would you just pass by the wine cellar and go, wait a minute, I just
no,
wanted to check.
No, you say, see you lovelies later. Right? Pick out your bottle for that evening
oh,
and
yeah.
waltz over to
you
the
You know
gym.
What? You deserve a grand staircase.
You hand me that. Cameron, what? I'm really sorry the house that Dad and I bought you isn't, you know, up to par. He's like, what
you
the
have,
heck?
You have a grand staircase.
We do have a nice
yes.
staircase. Well, it's not grand.
It is to me.
It's kind of a hot mess. But
the outdoor space is also well equipped for families. It has an alfresco kitchen. Now, I'm not exactly sure. I've forgotten, even though I'm in real estate. What is alfresco?
Like the outdoor dining. So you have like the refrigerator, the grill, everything you can cook and then eat outside.
Yeah.
We would love that. We're outside all the time.
Alfresco was a guy that liked to spend a lot of time outside, right? Okay, so an alfresco kitchen, poolside lounge area, spa, and water slide. Water slide!
Water slide, buddy!
All right, I'm in.
Water
I'm in.
Slide.
That's great for the grandkids and me.
Yeah.
Ultimately, Affleck and Lopez reportedly have plans to move into Lopez's Bel Air home once the couple completes renovations on the property. Presently, they're renting a $60 million property in Beverly Hills. I'm about to throw
this
up.
This amount of money is just wild to me. Right, like, oh, your massive mansion, like, we're going to have to tear down a bedroom and put it, like, these people are crazy.
You realize that when you rent a $60 million home, your actual rent is about $100,000 a month.
I can't even think about that. Right,
wild.
Buddy, that's crazy.
Perfect.
Crazy.
Okay, what else? This is so... Oh.
I know, we don't have a lot of time.
There is no what else.
I know, I don't
yeah,
think so.
Yeah, we've got about a minute and a half.
Hey,
well,
are you doing anything for the long weekend?
Yes, I'm going to continue. Hi, did you want to come over?
Yeah, let's do that. Oh, thank God. Yay.
Okay. In case you're listening, we just changed.
If you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
Large sigh. a little bowling ball.
Nothing really.
Okay.
Nothing, just doing some more stuff to the house.
Nice.
You know, just getting ready because we're going to leave and go on vacation. And then when we come back, we've got 1 week to do everything. And then, so, yeah.
I want to go on
How
vacation.
How about you? What are you going to do?
I don't know.
We'll call you from Hawaii.
What are we doing, Cam? I don't know. I have the gremlin until tomorrow night. Dad gets home tomorrow night, so we're going to...
Then it's like you just go, here.
Literally, I like look at the clock and I'm like, 10 hours till Greg's here. 7 hours till Greg's here. It is my partner, Mark Young's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday, Mark.
So we're going to go to his house and swim and stuff.
You know
what?
I think you should sing in your voice that I've never heard.
Nope.
Happy birthday.
Nope.
Dang it.
It's just not the day. And you know what's funny? Like, I used to run marathons. I walk up the stairs, now I'm winded. Like, I have no lung capacity. These ladies are taking up, like, every inch of... Yeah, I know. Sorry. Cameron wants to be on the radio. He's grabbing all the
Hey, you know what? Do what
paperwork.
You want.
Yeah,
do
man.
Your damage.
Get in there.
Do your damage.
Cameron the
You can
destroyer.
Throw all the papers all around. I'll clean it up.
I know.
Yeah, so nothing really special, huh?
No.
Yep.
No, okay. Definitely
all
not.
Right. Well, you know what? If somebody were trying to get a hold of you, just exactly how would they do that?
Okay. Many ways. But call us at 661-259-9000, or you can look us up online at dywlaw.com.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cameron, if someone wanted to get a hold of you, how would they get a hold of you? The same?
Yeah. I was going to say, if anyone wants to babysit, feel free to submit your resume.
You know what we should do? We should we should actually... Maybe offer some kind of babysitting.
I know, maybe we should, but before we go, how do we find you, my dear?
Oh, you know what? PhilNordella.com.
Yep.
Or, and you know what? They need to call me because I need some more listings because all of my listings have sold.
Oh.
Actually, that's not true. I've got one more in Somas.
Okay, but so they should call you at?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Call you at?
Call me at 661-312-3561.
All right.
Yes.
And with that, I think we're out of time.
Everybody, stay cool.
Thank you, Matt and Precious.
Thank you,
and
Matt
Andrew.
And Precious. Nice to meet
Everyone
you
Everyone have
both.
A great weekend.
Look forward to working with you guys.
Woo!
Thank you.
Deep inside me, I'm fading to black. I'm fading.